Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jesse Jefferson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Carbo moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coggins moves to third. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Coggins scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jefferson. Guerrero moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guerrero moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teaunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. There goes Harper. The throw from Williams to Bellinger, and Harper is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cooper scores. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Carbo trying to get to home. Bellinger throws to Williams, who tags Carbo for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Veal now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Enes Cabal now playing first base. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field. Coggins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coggins. Carbo goes all the way around to score. Montgomery moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3 Orioles. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Pohl now pitching. Dwight Evans now playing left field. Terry Hughes now playing third base. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Grich moves to third. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Grich scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-3, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hughes. Echeverrin scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Harper reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 10-4, Orioles. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Carbo moves to third. Dave Johnson now pitching. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.